Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Eric, what town are you in?
I'm in Longwood.
Okay, all right, good to be talking to you. Tell us about meeting Abby. We got your whole email about this.
Yeah, I think we really hit it off, and I have gotten to know her. We spent time at a music festival together. She's just really cool, and I'm surprised that I'm not hearing back from her. She hasn't returned any of my texts.
What music festival? Was it one of ours? Like Runaway Country or something like that?
It wasn't Runaway Country, even though I've been to that, which is great.
Oh, nice.
But this is a jazz festival.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And, nice taste.
I paid for everything. I tried to make it a really nice time. Frankly, I think it's in bad taste that she hasn't gotten back to me. Like, I don't think that's any way to treat someone.
Wow. Okay. So all we're going to do is try to call her and see if we can talk to her first and then get you guys talking, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your patience.
And what was her name, Eric? It was Abby in your email, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Looking for Abby, please.
This is she.
Abby, good morning. It's Obi and Ashley.
Hello.
We're morning radio show hosts at K92.3, the big station here in town.
Okay, what is this regarding?
Hey,
okay,
Abby.
So this is regarding a date that you went on.
It's second date update, and I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds like you know the station, but we do the morning show specifically. And Eric emailed us and gave us, like, the story, and then we talked to him, and he just wants to know if he did something wrong.
I don't know if I feel comfortable talking about this to strangers on a radio station.
Hey, well, definitely don't think of us as strangers, okay? Because we're here just really, we're here to paste you two back together. We want to see you guys flourish.
I was trying to be nice, but I don't think that's going to happen. He's been calling me like 3 times a day for a month. And he won't get the hint. He's not getting it.
He didn't tell us any of that.
Does he know why you're not getting back to him? Because I don't want to pester you by any means.
Well, no, because I just, like, don't want to be mean, I guess. No, I haven't told him.
Okay. All right. So can you tell us?
Okay. So so we went to a jazz festival. It was his idea. And I was like, whatever. Like, that's not really my thing. But okay. And
you don't like jazz?
Fine. I don't get it. Like, frankly, I don't get it. It just sounds like my grandparents' music to me, that I like.
Okay.
So he picked me up in his car, and was like, had the jazz on the radio the whole time. And he was just talking about jazz. And I was kind of trying to, like, get to know him. But we got there, and he pulls out this Bluetooth speaker, sets it up. He's playing more jazz as we walk through the gate.
Like, oh, my gosh. No, you know what, though? I wonder if he was just trying to be romantic.
He was just cheesy. He was just like a cornball jazz geek. I don't know.
Hold on, Abby. Eric's on the line here, and we should probably bring him in before you go any further.
Yeah, Abby, I'm glad you didn't want to be mean.
Well,
I'm glad you didn't want to be mean, and then you call me a cheesy cornball.
She didn't know you were on the line, though.
No, I was tricked.
And we don't try to trick people. This is just the best way to get you guys talking again. So now you know what's up.
Yeah, God forbid I'd be passionate about something. Just because it's not the style of music that's your favorite, I think it would be cool to see something that someone else is passionate about.
I mean,
do things that you're interested in.
Oh, wow.
It just
seems closed-minded.
It's not about the jazz. I mean, the jazz is not my thing, but it's just I don't want to talk about just jazz on a first date. It was weird. We didn't click, and that's cool. Like, you do your thing. Like,
okay, so you went to a jazz festival. You listened to jazz music. Can we pay for you guys to go on another date? No jazz.
I mean, I don't vibe, okay? Like, we just didn't vibe.
Hey, fair enough.
You know?
Yeah, if that's the case, then that's fine. But if he's trying to be romantic and woo you, like, give the guy some credit here.
Yeah, but also, if he's cheesy, I mean, drop him.
Come on. He's on the line, Obi.
Eric, I'm kind of just joking, man.
Yeah. You know, I called you guys for help, not to be made fun of.
No.
Not making fun of you at all. I think it was sweet. Yeah. You were trying to make some smooth moves.
I just don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to waste your time.
And that, like, is fine. Just... He just wanted to know a reason. Yeah.
I'm sorry that our date was a waste of your time.
Aww.
I'm sure there's somebody out there for me who likes jazz and likes to get taken out on a date.
For sure.
Okay, also, just please stop calling me.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.